For years, the Board of Police Commissioners prohibited media from asking questions after meetings and forced reporters to wait days later, but a new pilot project could change that process. During their February 9 meeting, commissioners voted 3-1 to allow the media to ask questions of the police chief and a board spokesperson immediately after the meetings as part of a 3-month trial period. Commissioner Kim Robinson was opposed, while Commissioner Clive Tolley was absent. The board discussed allowing media scrums to happen after meetings during its in-camera, behind closed doors, discussion in January, Commissioner Doug Blanc said. He thought it was very important for the board to allow such events to happen so the public and journalists know what's happening. Moreover, while he understood media usually spoke to the police chief days afterward, he thought allowing them to ask questions immediately was better. I personally feel it would be good for us to hear the questions because maybe it's something we didn't think about, Blanc continued. One thing we're trying to do at the police commission is improve our public relations. And this is an excellent way to do it, is to have a media scrum. Blanc, also a city councillor, contacted communications manager Craig Hemingway about how media scrums work after city council meetings. In a letter, Hemingway said the city lets each media outlet ask 3 consecutive questions before circling back to allow for 1-2 follow-up questions. If there is a request for a longer interview, then City Hall schedules that later. Blanc then introduced a motion to let the media ask questions after meetings. He thought the media should only be allowed to ask questions about the meeting, not about anything happening elsewhere. When asked if this was something the media wanted, reporters in attendance gave a thumbs up and replied affirmatively. I'm reluctant to support this because I don't think that we need it put into a rule because what if, in extenuating circumstances, we can't hold one that time, said Robinson. I'd rather see us invite them. He added, I don't think we should bind anybody, such as the police chief, to have to do it. The motion, could be an instruction rather than a policy. The board needs to look at its bylaws and governance documents, so this issue could also be reviewed, said Chairwoman Commissioner Mary Lee Booth. Furthermore, the board needs to discuss who will speak on behalf of the board. What I like about it is it gives the media access right away so they can go finish their stories now and put it on their sites, right away and so it's fresh news, said Commissioner Daryl Markin. Sometimes I see stories that are a week old. They're busy too. I don't think I'd have a problem letting them have access for 5 or 6 minutes with the chief to ask questions. I think it's fair. The next police board meeting is Thursday, March 9.